This is Charlottesville Tomorrow, an advocate for our future today. Charlottesville Tomorrow is a nonpartisan community organization working on land use, transportation, and community design issues. Visit us on the web at seavilletomorrow.org.
The Albemarle County Board of Supervisors has voted to direct its representatives on the Metropolitan Planning Organization to remove language blocking the state from allocating money to the construction of the Western Bypass of U.S. 29. The vote came 1 week after a vote on the same motion ended in a 3-3 tie. The matter came up at the end of the board's meeting on June 8, 2011, shortly before midnight. Charlottesville Tomorrow's recording begins with Board Chair Ann Malik.
Thank you to all. I think we have come to the end of our official agenda. Are there any matters from the board other than what we've talked about that you need to mention?
I have another matter I want to bring up.
Thank you all for coming and for your patience and participation. Did you say yes, Lindsay? You did?
Yes.
Okay.
I wanted to bring up the bypass issue and move to change my vote.
As a rule from the chair, we're not going to change a vote tonight on something that we need to have public notice about.
I don't think you can rule against a motion if he wants to make it, Madam Chair.
We agreed on rules to change their votes
when it's not part of the agenda.
He was on the prevailing side. He can make a motion.
After the meeting is closed?
And make a motion to change
it. I mean, it's not closed.
You can bring the issue back, but it has to be on the agenda. We voted at the beginning of this meeting on what the agenda was. We voted on rules of order.
Several weeks ago, I asked
as a rule of order when we were going to deal with matters before the board, and you told me to wait till after this meeting was set.
Mr. Doyer wasn't here then, so he didn't hear that
because we were past that point on it. But he has a motion he wants to make, and I'm in favor of letting him make that motion.
You think we should violate the rules of order that we just adopted, which basically say if you have an item for vote.
It's requiring action
of the board, not reports. We all agree that we could talk about it. We could have our reports, et cetera, at the end of meetings. If you had a matter.
Those were guidelines, Dennis. I don't think it's any rules of order. And I think that Mr. Doyer wasn't here to make his comment at the beginning of the meeting.
It was last meeting we adopted policies that we would not bring up items at the end of the meeting for a vote, unless they had been introduced at the beginning of the meeting and adopted as part of the final agenda. That was our last official meeting that was when we adopted that new policy.
I know it's late and everyone's tired, but the board's rules of procedures do address how and when these things can be done, and it would require, from my reading of this, three motions. There would have to be a motion to, first of all, to suspend the rules. That would require a majority vote. Then there would have to be a motion to rescind the action that was taken at the last meeting regarding Mr. Thomas's motion. And then there would require a third vote, if those two motions passed, to take up the matter again anew. But I think that if you want to follow your rules of procedures, it would require those three votes.
First, Mr. Rescind.
You'd have to rescind the rule that you adopted at the last meeting.
So we're at 11:35 at night.
It doesn't matter what time.
And we're willing to take an item which we know is a huge public interest item, and suspend our own rules. Vote to suspend our own rules so that we can deal with that item. Without the public knowing about it, without putting it on an agenda for discussion, without any public input.
I think we have public input at the last meeting.
Why don't we put it on the agenda for the next meeting? If you want to put it on the agenda, that's fine.
Madam Chair, then
we can allow the public to actually know that this is going to be discussed, and it can be discussed, and if we want to take public input, we can do it.
Madam Chair, I move that we suspend the rules that were made at the last committee meeting, the last board meeting.
Second.
This is a discussion matter. I can't believe I'm sitting on a board that will simply change the rules at the drop of a hat to satisfy, I don't know what it is to satisfy. Why can't you bring this back on the agenda at the next meeting and actually make it an agenda item so the public knows you're dealing with it? Like the rules require?
It's been a motion and a second, Mr. Rooker. You can continue to argue if you want to or make point, but...
Yeah, I'm going to suspend.
It's an important enough issue that needs to be dealt with.
Well, go ahead.
Beck. Mr. Snow?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mr. Boyd?
Yes.
Mr. Dwyer?
Yes.
Ms. Malik?
No.
Mr. Rooker?
No.
And the second motion would be, I believe what Mr. Dwyer is asking to do is to rescind the action that was taken by the board at the last meeting, which decided that the note on the MPO long-range plan would not be removed. So the motion would be to rescind that action.
Now, that is also an MPO document that has representatives of the city and the county and the university on there.
Yeah.
And this is not something we can do by fiat all by ourselves. And number two, it is referring to money being applied to the design and construction of a particular route, a particular project number. It has nothing to do with discussion or raising an issue for the community or finding a different route. And what it will do, if this note is removed, is it will give people at the CTB and Richmond the power to change where our locally assigned money is to be spent. They have the formula for distribution of transportation funds is now solely in the hands of the CTB member. They can move the funds around to suit themselves. And we will see, I predict, that to solve issues of other people than Amarillo County and the Charlottesville region, we will see our Hillsdale money and all the other money leave those projects, which are our highest priority.
I can say no to that.
I disagree with that, too.
Yeah, I can say no
How
to that.
How can you make a statement?
Because I was told by the CTB member that this is exactly the case in person last week, that they have the power to move the funds around at their discretion within the district. And we need to make sure that our community is being very careful about how it chooses to proceed with its transportation long-range plan to make sure that the community vision is represented. And I think it's a terrible mistake, especially at this hour and in this procedural way, to proceed in this fashion. I'm horrified that people think this is an acceptable way to behave.
Not only that, but apparently the resolution that Mr. Dwyer introduced was typed up by Mr. Thomas, or he had it in his hands. He gave it to Mr. Dwyer before the meeting.
It's the same resolution.
You did not let anybody else on the board know that you intended to raise it.
I have eight more of them in my packet right here.
But you didn't.
You could have introduced this at the beginning of the meeting.
So why didn't you hand them out to everybody else?
I want to add this
to
the agenda.
Why was I supposed to?
That's the rules that we adopted last time. You had every opportunity to say under adoption of final agenda that I want to add something at the end of the meeting.
Mr. Dwyer, do you have a motion that you want to make?
A motion I'd like to move that my vote be in favor of the Western Bypass.
Removing the restriction from the...
It's his motion. Let him make it.
The vote that occurred last week be switched to yes, maybe the Western Bypass.
Can you help him with what?
I think the intent of what Mr. Dwyer is asking to do is to move to rescind the action that was taken at the last meeting, which was a motion that was defeated, which resulted in an action to continue the county's current position on the Meadow Creek Parkway, on the Western Bypass.
Now I will give my reasons for it. We had a policy that we would do the doable.
I don't think there's a, is there a second on that motion? I mean,
second.
At
this point. We had a policy that we would do the doable in our projects dealing with highways. I had a discussion with Secretary of Transportation Sean Comington, and we talked about the pending Western Bypass, and he stated to me that the county could receive full cost of we didn't have an exact figure, but he was saying in the nature of $260 to $270 million that the communities of Danville and Lynchburg were in favor of transferring money from their localities to Albemarle to put in the improvements to the road that would give us Berkmar Bridge, Berkmar Drive Bridge, and would move the widening 29 North. And would the road in, and the work would begin this fall. And assured me that the full funding would come through. And that this would be beneficial to our but would help sort of provide a parallel road to Route 29, the Berkmar Drive Bridge, and it would use the existing project for its funding and for its implementation. Told me the governor was behind it. Being front with you as I can be to tell you what I know about it. But when he mentioned all of that, I said I would switch my vote. And go forward immediately.
Even though 50% of the right-of-way has not even been purchased, they would be building by September.
50% of the right-of-way is not purchased?
That value.
For the Western Bypass, absolutely.
About 50% of the value has not been purchased. The northern terminus right across from the Forest Lakes community.
Value, not the distance.
You know, I've heard everybody on this board. First of all, virtually everybody who has looked at that particular road, including you, who signed a letter opposing that particular road for the 15 different reasons that were set out in the letter, none of that has changed. So how the I guess I don't understand how even if it were true, what he said, allocating all of our transportation dollars, which is more than we're supposed to get over the next 20 years, to that project is going to actually help us build the projects that we were unanimous on when the money is going there rather than to the projects we all agreed on.
Well, the projects that we all agreed on was the widening of 29, which is part of this.
That's not. It's nothing to do with the Western.
No, he said that... Isn't that what I heard you say, that he was going to widen 29?
Extending the Berkmar Bridge over the...
So the doables that were on our list of the Berkmar Bridge, he said is part of this. The widening of 29, he said is part of this. And as a bonus, we get a bypass. What more can you ask for?
What was Hillsdale mentioned?
Hillsdale is already under...
It's a city project, isn't it?
Money's not there.
It will be in 2016.
But we talk about lack of money for all these different projects, and to have them all taken care of, that will eliminate traffic congestion on 29 completely.
Can I call the motion?
Mr. Snow?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mr. Boyd?
Yes.
Mr. Dwyer?
Yes.
Ms. Malik?
No.
Mr. Rooker?
No. I'll point out that for whatever reason, none of this information was ever provided to the board generally. I asked Mr. Thomas and Mr. Snow when they went to meet with Secretary Connaughton what happened at that meeting.
He asked me specifically, this is my very words, would you support a bypass? And I said, our top priorities is the widening of 29 and the Berkmar Bridge. And he did not, when we left that meeting, he did not say to me, okay, you've got it. And that came later,
but obviously you had heard about it later.
I did hear
about
it later.
Before Mr. Doerr came forward tonight. When did you guys hear about it? Is there some reason why it wasn't shared with the board?
Because it wasn't a done deal. It wasn't sure. It's no use telling you what.
Have you seen this in writing from
No,
him?
I have not.
Then it's
so
not
then,
a done deal.
All right, so if it doesn't happen, then it doesn't happen.
It just means that we've lost our possible control.
We're actually provided to the board to talk about and discuss.
But I just found out about it at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
I thought you said you met with Mr. Connaughton.
I'm talking to him by phone. Mr. Connaughton. Talked with the Secretary of Transportation, Sean Connaughton, for about a half an hour. And this is what we discussed. This is what he assured me.
Would provide money for the road that you opposed?
They would provide money for the Western Bypass.
Which is the road you opposed.
Which has been completely swamped by all the development north of it. So it's going to be completely ineffective.
Up the traffic situation.
It just moves the traffic situation to another place and certainly disables the people in that whole development there in the Hollymead South. That whole area now is going to be under pavement.
Well, we've taken the vote.
Instead of.
It is what it is.
And we have one more vote, I think, it needs to be made, according to Mr. Davis.
The motion is to remove the word opposition from the wording and replace with Board of Supervisors does not oppose a bypass.
All right, I'll second. A bypass, that's fine.
Second.
Mr. Snow?
Yes.
Mr. Thomas?
Yes.
Mr. Boyd?
Yes.
Mr. Dwyer?
Yes.
Ms. Malik?
No.
Mr. Rooker?
Any other business?
We will need to adjourn to June 30th, 2011 at 9 a.m. at the Woodland Pavilion at Monticello.